Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 511. In this episode, I'll discuss new guidelines on treatment and prevention of VTE in patients with COVID-19. I have all the evidence for today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode511. The CHEST guideline authors have published a set of recommendations on prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of VTE in patients with COVID-19. The following are some highlights from the guidelines that are relevant to hospital pharmacists. First is the recommendation that in acutely ill patients with COVID-19, they suggest anticoagulant thromboprophylaxis with low molecular weight heparin or fondaparinux over anticoagulant thromboprophylaxis with unfractionated heparin. And they recommend anticoagulant prophylaxis with either low molecular weight, unfractionated heparin, or fondaparinux over anticoagulant prophylaxis with a direct oral anticoagulant agent. So the authors chose to favor low molecular weight heparin and fondaparinux over unfractionated heparin because once daily administration of these agents will limit staff exposure. Since many COVID-19 patients have a high risk of rapid clinical deterioration, the guideline authors caution against the use of DOACs in these patients for prophylaxis. Then a secondary issue with the DOACs is the number of potential drug interactions, either with antivirals or investigational medications that the patient might be receiving. In critically ill patients, the guideline authors suggest using low molecular weight heparin over unfractionated heparin, and they recommend low molecular weight heparin or unfractionated heparin over using fondaparinux or a DOAC. Again, this is to limit staff exposure, and the authors strongly caution against the use of DOACs in critically ill patients for three main reasons. One, hemodynamic instability. Two, the high likelihood of drug-drug interactions. And three, the high incidence of acute kidney injury in this patient population. The next recommendations are whether or not to use the standard dose or higher doses, which many institutions have decided to do. In acutely ill hospitalized patients with COVID-19, they recommend the current standard dose anticoagulant prophylaxis over intermediate or full treatment dosing. And they just recommend following the existing guidelines as if the patients didn't have COVID-19. And the same recommendation is made for critically ill patients. Both of these recommendations were made simply because of the absence of any high-quality data that shows whether or not a larger-than-standard dose of anticoagulation is safe or effective in this patient population. Next, in critically ill patients with COVID-19, they suggest against the addition of mechanical prophylaxis to pharmacological thromboprophylaxis. And this recommendation is simply the same as in non-COVID patients, but not because any specific data suggests that the mechanical prophylaxis would present a risk of harm to the patient. And finally, a word on treatment. For acutely ill hospitalized COVID-19 patients with a proximal DVT or pulmonary embolism, they suggest initial parenteral anticoagulation with therapeutic weight-adjusted low molecular weight heparin or IV unfractionated heparin. Again, this is partly because the low molecular weight heparin will limit staff exposure and avoid potential for heparin pseudoresistance. In patients without any drug-drug interactions, they do suggest that you can use oral anticoagulation with apixaban or rivaroxaban. Dabigatran and edoxaban can be used after initial parenteral anticoagulation, and vitamin K antagonist therapy can be used after overlap with parenteral anticoagulation. The authors note this is a downgrade from the most recent ACCP recommendations regarding use of oral anticoagulants in patients hospitalized with COVID-19. They chose to do this because of the high risk of rapid clinical deterioration in these patients and potential for drug interactions. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.